Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 120 minutes. Get ready for one of the most bizarre experiences in live radio you will ever have. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. Doesn't that make you feel better listening on the radio? We don't know what we're doing. Do you want to know what we're doing? We don't know what we're doing. Do you know what you're doing? I don't know what I'm doing. Do you know what you're doing? I don't know. Do you know? I don't know. Do you know? You don't know. Who knows? We don't know what we're doing. We don't know what's going to happen. And we don't care. It's great. It's kind of like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family all rolled up into one marshmallow. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day. Personal revelations of my life's insanities. Guess what? I get to use another person's insanities in the next segment. Isn't that fun? Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't. Why? Because we're really not good spenders, and we don't want to spend.
I need about $350.
And we don't want to spend it. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think it is. We're also asking, why is RoboPaul eating something that looks so disgusting? He says it tastes good, but it looks not so good. Asking life questions about life questions. And right now, at the moment, we have a daily double. Here's question number one. I want you to think this through. Now, think carefully. Those of you that are older than 20, think carefully. Why are school grades often A, B, C, D, and F? What exactly did E do to get neglected? What happened? What happened with E? Was there a big alphabet war and then E was just voted out? Or is it kind of like a power play like Harry Reid's doing? What is it? That kind of thing? It's got to be something like that. How's that? That's a good question. And then the second question is this, and this will really baffle you only if you're really young. The second question that we're asking about life is, if Milli Vanilli fell in the woods, would somebody else make a sound? Interesting thinking. Also, we're doing Bible trivia for cool and yet somehow crummy prizes. Sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
Bueller. Bueller. Bueller?
He's sick. My best friend's sister's boyfriend's brother's girlfriend heard from this guy who knows this kid is going with the girl who saw Ferris pass out at 31 Flavors last night. I guess it's pretty serious.
I met that guy. Anyway, this is my boyfriend's girlfriend's boyfriend. What is that? That's incredible. Oh, yeah, we're doing that thing. We're living life as a Christian thing. Your phone calls are more compelling monologues. Riveting. Fascinating callers. Wrong show, man. Wrong show, dude. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, it is nonstop, wall to wall.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
The David Spoon Experience, brought to you by Golden Care Home Health, serving San Diego County, 760-828-5201. That's 760-828-5201.
If you're looking for a successful career, Excalibur Roofing wants to talk with you. You can become part of the Excalibur Roofing team, which operates with a positive family atmosphere. We have positions now available for qualified installers and apprentices who must have a heart to serve others and an openness to learning new skills. You need to have a good driving record and 5 years in roofing or in construction, plus a good attitude. This is a full-time career with training, benefits, and exciting challenges every single day. If you're excited to be a part of San Diego's most trusted roofing company, then Excalibur Roofing Services has a position for you. Please call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803 to apply, or go to excaliberroofing.com and fill out the contact us form on the website. Get your career on top of things with Excalibur Roofing today.
Melody McDonald grew up right here in El Cajon with her 9 brothers and sisters. She is now a missionary in Albania, where less than 1% of the population follows Christ. Hi, I'm Colin McDonald. My sister always wanted to be a missionary, and after graduating from San Diego Christian College, she realized that dream by moving to Albania to start a children's ministry. Melody and her husband, Arione, are currently in San Diego raising support for their latest project, a church plant in an unreached Albanian city. This is where you can help. On Saturday, November 30th at 7 p.m., a group of talented musicians are hosting a benefit concert for Melody and Arione. The concert will be at Faith Bible Fellowship in Santee, 9971 Mission Gorge Road. You are invited to attend this special event. Together, we can help Melody and Arione bring the gospel to Albania. For more information, please visit online at benefitalbania.com.
It's painful. It's stressful. It's the headache caused by being stuck in a cash crunch. At one time or another, it happens to everyone. You don't have the money to pay what needs to be paid, and that hurts. You need relief, and you need it fast. What do you do? Who do you call? I prescribe Making the Cash Call at 855-876-CASH to get up to $10,000 with no collateral. We'll complete the application in about 4 minutes, and the cash can be in your account as fast as tomorrow. Yeah, the money's a little expensive, but it can provide welcome relief from your cash headache, and it's a lot cheaper than a payday advance. Use it only as long as you need, then pay it back to keep your total interest expense down, because there's never a fee or penalty for early repayment. And then change your spending habits to keep the headache from coming back. So for quick cash relief, make the cash call at 855-876-CASH. That's 855-876-CASH.
Subject to credit approval. Additional documentation required. Loans will be made pursuant to Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License Number 603-8780.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want, you can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience. Like it and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. There we go. That was a good one right off the bat. This segment brought to you by E. Cola Termite and Pest Control and our very good friend Sue Freeze, also known as the Termite Lady. Yeah, I got to talk to Sue and say, is that sound okay? I should probably find out. E. Cola uses microwave, electrogun, and patented E. Cola heat that gets rid of the termites without the hassle of moving out or the embarrassment of tenting. $100 off any termite work or $50 off any initial pest control. Why? Because they're 30 years old. So they're celebrating their 30th anniversary. I know this special is ending very, 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 very soon, so I'm just letting you know. You call 800-332-BUGS. That's 800-332-BUGS. You can also go to E. Cola Termite. That's E-C-O-L-A termite.com. And then don't forget, Sue has a show on KPRZ, Saturdays, 4 p.m., inspirational show. And she does that to encourage people, which is very cool. Again, $100 off any termite work or $50 off any initial pest control. You call 800-332-BUGS. And so we say hello to Sue. Hope she's doing good. And let's see. Should we do a check of the weather? What do you think?
Might be a good idea.
Well, okay.
And the weather report actually relates to the traffic report today.
Well, that's interesting because, you know, I'm noticing something. It's not the typical golden sunshine. To me, it looks like liquid sunshine. That's what it's looking like. What do you think? Is it liquid sunshine?
That's a good way to describe it.
And it's a lot of cloudy. A lot of cloudy. And then in relationship to that, what we do know for a fact is that the traffic conditions for most people in San Diego County have been, what's the word I'm looking for? Let's see, when it's not up to par all the way, it's kind of less than stellar. Yeah, that'd be good. They're less than stellar. In fact, in this show, the whole show, RoboPaul will be running the show because...
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, well, that part's okay. Listen, you were eating that stuff. I don't know what it looked like, but you were eating it going, it tastes good. Like, okay, but bark on a tree might taste good to some people, I guess. But anyway, the point is, the reason that RoboPaul is running the show is because RoboProducer is waiting on this. Can't you just see Eric Estrada pulling up? Can't you just see it? Yeah, baby. That's the theme song from Chips. That's right. California Highway Patrol. That's what Robo Producer is waiting for. Why would he be waiting for the California Highway Patrol? I'll tell you two things. One, Robo Producer on his way to work today was in a small fender bender, did not get hurt as far as we know, or I should say has not used that excuse to stay away from work yet. So we'll kind of see how that turns out. But
Tomorrow is Friday.
Good point. I did notice, though, that in the texts and emails that I did receive from Robo Producer, and we are very thankful, by the way, that the Lord protected him. But I did notice that he did not affix blame, which is always a bad sign when somebody says I was in an accident and doesn't say it's the other person's fault. So I guess we'll find out as that happens. It's probably really nothing. It's just one of those fender bender, you know, kind of. But unfortunately, because he was waiting for our good friends at the California Highway Patrol. That's really we just wanted to play that clip. No, that really happened to him. But we still just wanted to play that clip, you know, like more than once. That was a good clip. That's a good clip, huh? That's funny. Anyway, so he's still waiting. I think he just recently had his car towed, right? Did they just recently?
About a half hour, 45 minutes ago, I got a text from him saying his car was being towed and he should be here tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, we'll see. Okay.
I'll believe it when I see him tomorrow morning.
You know he's going to give us a hard time for this, but it's funny. It's not funny that he got into an accident, but it's, you know, funny.
He's not here to defend himself.
That's true. That's okay. But he's sitting there going, oh, I'll get you guys. Oh, I'll get you, my pretty. I'll get you, my pretty. Okay. So much stuff to do. We have a special guest coming on at 3 o'clock today. Listen to this. Okay. I'm going to do what do they call it? They call it like a teaser or something like that. Pastor Mike McClenahan is going to be on at 3 o'clock, and dude has a story that is going to rock your world. This is our very own pastor of Solano Beach Presbyterian Church, going to tell you a story. We're going to have a little bit of back and forth on it. You're going to get a chance to hear him. Let's just say, if you were thinking, well, what are you, kind of story are you talking about, Dave? You got swept away by aliens? Almost. We're going to talk about that very thing. It's kind of an interesting process. A lot of news to tell you, though, on things that are going on today. Most of the news is kind of goofy, so I've decided to go a completely different route in the news. We will talk about one or two things that seem relatively important but are not yet important to me as of yet. We are going to be talking about our Facebook post. I do have one of the funniest things that's happened. We're going to do it in next segment. What happened was that Robo Producer put up the podcast and misspelled one of the parable names. We're going to talk about different names for parables in the next segment. It's going to make you laugh. Plus, I've got a top 10 list for the top most read scriptures based on a 25 million times search over a 60-day period in Bible Gateway. Pretty fascinating stuff. But before we get to that, we got to get to the really important stuff. In case you didn't know it, and you got to listen to every word here, because if you miss one thing, you're going to miss the whole concept. Celebrity psychic Sylvia Brown died at age 77. It said that the celebrity psychic Sylvia Brown was famous for her appearances on Unsolved Mysteries and Montel. She died at the age of 77, according to her website. No cause of death was given. Here's the key to the whole thing. She didn't see it coming. Get it? She didn't see it coming. See, get it? She's a psych. She didn't. Okay, we'll just put that one to the side right now. She didn't see it coming. See how that is? Okay, story number two, this one out of the UK. See, she didn't see it. Come on, that's funny. She didn't see it coming.
That was pretty funny.
That was funny. McDonald's restaurant, which is open 24 hours in Australia. The story's out of UK, but it's actually out of Sydney, where the Australia that the story's coming out of. McDonald's that opens 24 hours is having a very hard time with youth hanging out around McDonald's. They just hang around there all the time. They have come up with a strategy that's proven effective. You want to know what they're doing? They're pumping out opera music. La, 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 la. Driving the kids out, man, right there. No more Rice Krispies. Out. The kids are gone. For those of you that remember the No More Rice Krispies, you and I are old. So they're pumping out. Is that a great idea? Hey, I got an idea. The kids are hanging around. They're liking our music because we're playing pretty hip music. Time for opera.
There was a mall that was trying to get kids to stop hanging around so much, so they changed the lighting to accentuate pimples.
Oh, now that's cold.
That's mean.
That's cold. Even I think that's cold. That could be right. That's borderline right there, folks. That's borderline right there. You got to think about that. So that's a number two story. We don't want anybody to miss any of these things. There's a lot of spiritual things going on. Like I said, we're going to talk about our Facebook post, top 10 scriptures. We're going to talk about parables that got lost in the way. It's kind of interesting, but I will give an update. Big update. Costco, we talked about this story the other day. Costco, remember they put the Bible in the fiction section. We said something about it. We weren't the only ones. There were tons of people, but that's not it. The pastor who did something about it was Caleb Kaltenbach. Okay, I hope I said that right. Caleb Kaltenbach. Kaltenbach, sorry. I mean, it's close. You gotta give me a break here. But that's the pastor that noticed that they were putting the Bible in the fiction section, and he's the one that started the uproar. I don't care what any media source says or whoever claims responsibility for doing it. Pastor Caleb gets the props. He's the guy that noticed that they put the Bible in the fiction section. He said something. Everybody, I don't know if he blogged about it. He contacted a couple of different news organizations. As soon as it came on the wire, we mentioned it here. It's like everybody else did. And Costco has apologized for labeling the Bible as fiction, has pulled the books out of the fiction section, and is reclassifying all the books that are not listed as fiction. Two things I want to say. Props to Pastor Caleb. He gets the credit for pulling that and saying something. Number two, your voice matters. It does matter when you say something. It has a big, big difference. It matters a lot. And number three, I appreciate Costco taking the responsibility and recognizing that people's faiths are just as important as their wallets when it comes to them spending money at Costco. And I can guarantee you, especially with all the churches, if Costco didn't make that change, that would hurt them. But they did the right thing, and they apologized. They pulled it out of fiction, and they're putting it in nonfiction. Props to them for doing it in an honorable fashion. I like that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, top 10 lists, Facebook, and new names for parables.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
This Christmas, I want to help Anna.
This Christmas, I want to help Jacob.
I want to help Carlos. His Christmas letter says,
I would like more pants because I have to wear the same ones every day.
Sometimes my parents have to buy diapers for my brother instead of food for our family.
I need shoes because mine are too small for me now, and I need a backpack.
Me, I want a ballerina Barbie and a pretend telephone.
KPRZ and Toys for Joy believe that every child deserves a joyful Christmas. Last year, Toys for Joy filled the hands of more than 10,000 guests with toys, books, clothing, and bags of groceries. KPRZ wants to help bring the Christmas spirit to the nearly 1 in 5 San Diego children living in poverty. This year's amazing Toys for Joy KPRZ-sponsored event will be Saturday, December 14th. Details at KPRZ.com. Toys for Joy. It's more than a toy. When KPRZ's Cameron Bradna needed a dentist, he went to Dr. Rhea Middleton Dentistry.
When you visit Dr. Rhea Middleton, you can tell that their goal is to create the most relaxed and comfortable visit possible. I had to go in for some cleaning and a couple fillings, and all that work only took about an hour. They're super quick, super gentle.
Okay, Cameron, what makes Dr. Middleton different?
Right, so I'm laying there on the chair. I got the bib on, I got the little sucker dude dad thingy in my mouth, and here comes Dr. Middleton, and you can just tell she treats everybody like family. She's also an in-network doctor that accepts all PPO plans, and patients without insurance, no problem, just $75 for a cleaning exam and x-ray. And there's plenty of free parking right in beautiful La Jolla. I'd recommend Dr. Middleton to anyone and everyone.
Call Dr. Middleton today at 858-459-1600. That's 858-459-1600.
Oh, and Dr. Middleton said that for any new KPRZ patient who comes in for a teeth cleaning exam and x-ray, will receive a free in-office teeth whitening. A super sweet deal.
Sweet? No one in San Diego wants gophers, rats, or mice on their property. Then the question becomes,
Do you handle the problem with chemicals or find a natural solution? A government study proved that one nesting pair of barn owls can consume 2,000 gophers, rats, and mice per year, whether they nest in the city or the country. The Barn Owl Box is a green solution to San Diego's rodent problem. Working together, we can stop using poison outside. Poison doesn't control the rodent population in San Diego, but it does make owls very sick. And when their babies ingest poison, they die. Get an owl box made from organic materials and gain real control over rodents on your property. This is an affordable, long-term, natural answer to your problem. Boxes start at just $350. Call Tom at 760-445-2023. Learn more online at barnowlboxes.com. 760-445-2023.
If you're looking for a successful career, Excalibur Roofing wants to talk with you. You can become part of the Excalibur Roofing team, which operates with a positive family atmosphere. We have positions now available for qualified installers and apprentices who must have a heart to serve others and an openness to learning new skills. You need to have a good driving record and 5 years in roofing or in construction, plus a good attitude. This is a full-time career with training, benefits, and exciting challenges every single day. If you're excited to be a part of San Diego's most trusted roofing company, then Excalibur Roofing Services has a position for you. Please call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803 to apply, or go to excaliburroofing.com and fill out the contact us form on the website. Get your career on top of things with Excalibur Roofing today.
Entertaining this Thanksgiving holiday? Are your patio heaters and barbecue propane tanks ready? Lava Propane gives you 2 extra pounds of propane over most brands. More gas for the cash means 90 minutes more grilling or heater time. See lavapropane.com for one of the 500 tank exchange locations near you.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel, got to go round.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Zero Res and our very good friend, Brian Holland, who is helping us keep our carpets clean and who does such a great job. I mean, they really do a terrific job. They use scientifically proven empowered water. And people are like, Dave, come on. You read the commercials, blah, blah, blah. It's like, dude, no. They did the studio. They did the upholstery. They did the other studio. They did my house. They do a great job, period. They leave the carpet. It's like totally, it's like a lot of times you get your carpet done and they leave. It takes like 20 hours for it to dry. Ours was drying 2 hours, done. I mean, completely. You know, it's safe for pets, kids, allergy sufferers, the whole nine yards. The techs are great. They're really solid. They tell you what's going on. You got to love people that know what they're doing, enjoy what they're doing. The tech that we had been working for the company 8 years. Who works for a carpet company for 8 years? You have to love the job to do it. Come on. You call 858-486-4100. That's 858-486-4100. You can also go to ZeroResSanDiego.com. The big deal is you get 2 rooms for $99. If you give a can of food to a local food bank, you get a 10-foot hallway free, and you also get the 30-day You Gotta Love It guarantee. So you can't lose. I mean, that's just solid, period. You call 858-486-4100. Let them know that David Spoon sent you, and they'll get you a lollipop. Okay? Okay. You know, I'm not supposed to do that. I'm not supposed to say, let them get a lollipop. I got to buy.
Someone's going to be really upset if they don't get their lollipop.
I got to like buy all these bags of lollipops. I don't know how that's going to work. I don't know if that is going to work. But anyway, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Okay, so I got a couple of things to talk to you about, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and I need to make sure I get the time. I mean, I've just got so much stuff, but here it is. I wanted to start this off by having a little bit of fun, just telling you what the top 10 most read Bible verses are based on internet searching on Bible Gateway. 25 million searches between 2 months. And what they did is that people that did 3 or fewer searches. So they didn't go with the people like me that do 9 or 10,000 in a day. What about this one? What about this one? So here they are. I'm going to go 10 all the way 10 to 1. Okay. Now this is not my list. This is a list, and if we don't get through the whole segment, we'll carry over because I know I'm running a little late because I'm so slow. Number 10, it's Matthew 28:19. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's number 10. Number 9, and a big winner for me as well. They're all big winners, but the big one for me, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. See that? Do not be anxious about anything. Man, do Americans need that. Number 8, Romans 12:2. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Very cool. Number 7, a classic that we've done on this show probably 20 times. Proverbs 3:6, in all your ways acknowledge, it's 6 and 7 together. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. That's 6. Number 7, in all your ways acknowledge him, he will make your path straight. So they kind of put them together in 6 and 7. Number 5, guess what number 5 is? Think early on. Think early on.
Genesis chapter 1, verse 1.
That's very good, Paul. That's very good. In the beginning, God created the heavens and earth. Good job. Number 4, Philippians 4:13. I can do everything through him who strengthens me. You know, if you just read these 10 verses every day, you'd be doing better. Number 3, personal favorite, Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. There's some people that say, well, that doesn't mean everything works out together for good. It's like, yeah, all right, right, whatever. I mean, it's like, yeah, it does it all. Yeah, eventually it does, doesn't it? Then you can ultimately say thank you for all things. Guess what the second one is? An Old Testament script? Can you Old Testament? Old Testament, where do you think we're going? I know people are thinking, oh, it's going to be Christmas or it's going to be this. It's going to be this. Wrong. Guess what? Number 2, it's just off the wall. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Good one. I love that. I used to have that on my wall at the church that I was pastoring. That was a plaque that I had. Number 1, what do you think the number 1 verse is of all searching on 25 million? What's the number 1 most popular gospel in a verse?
John 3:16.
That is correct, sir. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. How nice is that, huh? That's good. Nice, good top 10 list on good scriptures. You got to like that. If you're a Christian listening to the show, you got to be thinking, that's cool. From that to this. This is how I work. That's how I roll, people. That's how it goes. What happened yesterday? Now, I have about 3 minutes to do this, I think. I got about 3.5 minutes, right? I mean, I could pull that off. Okay. So yesterday, what happens is how that works is we do these podcasts. And if you didn't know, the podcasts are all the way updated to the 18th of is it the 18th of September. And then they got to do the 19th. Yesterday, Heather filled in for me because, and by the way, thank you, Heather, for doing a great job. We had to do some business here in the studio all day long. There was nonstop, like 7 appointments in a row. And so she kind of took over for the show and did a great job. But we are going to podcast not yesterday's show, but the day before Tuesday's show. So we're like a day behind. So we do the podcast and they put the podcast up. And I'm looking at the 18th. I'm looking at the 18th and I'm like, you know, I did the teaching on the parable of the sower. And I'm looking at it. Because it's the parable of the sower. Remember we talked about the four different types. It was, you know, the four different types in that the seed fell along and how many out of the four were Christians. And you guys can listen to it if you didn't get a chance to hear it. And it's good for fodder in the sense just fun debate or whatever. And it turns out that Robo Producer wrote the parable of the sewer instead of sower. Which if you get how funny that is, it's pretty funny.
Kind of changes the meaning a little bit.
It does change the meaning a little bit. So I decided in the spirit of fun. Everybody take a deep breath. And for those of you that are thinking this is blasphemy, do me a favor, change the channel and never come back. Here it is in the I'm going to get a letter for that for sure. How can you say change the channel and never come back? And my response is, you're still listening. Okay. Anyway, here it is. The 10 parable changes I thought were good. I went through all the parables and decided these were good. The 10th one will be for one of our very own who recently got engaged. So listen to this. Here's one. Instead of the parable of the Good Samaritan, I might need an extra minute or two just to let you know. Instead of the parable of the Good Samaritan, I got the parable of the good sanitation worker. That seemed like a good fit to me. I don't know. Instead of the parable of the strong man, I've got the parable of the song man. Ooh-ah. He sang out of key. That's funny. Come on. How about this? This is so funny. If you don't think this is funny, you have no sense of humor, and check your pulse. Instead of the parable of the mustard seed, I have the parable of Munster cheese. What do you think? Is that classic? That's funny. Isn't that funny? Okay. Instead of the parable of drawing in the net with the fishes, I have the parable of surfing in the net. See? So you didn't think that the internet was there. You're wrong. Parable of the prodigal son turned into the parable of the podiatrist's son. Okay. That's probably not that good, but this is funny. Instead of the unjust steward, I have the rust steward. The Pharisees and the publican, I have a parakeet and the republican. Come on, that's hilarious. Instead of the great banquet, I have the frozen banquet dinner. Instead of the 10 virgins, I have 10 people with vertigo. And last, but not least, for our very own Brittany, who got engaged just this last Sunday night, she got engaged. Instead of the parable of the wedding feast, I have the parable of the wedding fees. Because it's going to cost you, and that's the fact. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, I might actually do a DDD. Probably should.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Holiday travel means getting to the airport 2 hours before your flight. This year at San Diego International Airport, it's a whole new experience. Grab a little latte and massage. Pick up last-minute gifts with shopping, dining, and easy parking. Happy holidays from San Diego International Airport.
Hi, this is Sue Fries from Ecola. Have you noticed when the weather changes, so does your problem with insects and maybe even rodents in your home? They don't like the cold, they don't like the rain, but they sure do like the warm, dry nooks and crannies of your home. I know, as a mother, how awful it feels to discover insects or rodents in your home. So I make sure that our specialists respond to your call for help. We're here to keep those unwanted guests out of your home. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. And our termite control is legendary. We provide complete pest control using family-friendly, pet-friendly methods at very affordable rates. Call us at Ecola for a free estimate of complete pest control. 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. New customers get $50 off any initial pest control. Call us, Ecola. Powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Call 877-332-BUGS.
No one cleans up turkey, cranberry sauce, or pumpkin pie like Zero Res. Chances are high one of those delicious dishes will get dumped on your carpet. You use the absolute best ingredients to make them, so use the absolutely best to clean them. For years, you've heard us say Zero Res is the best, so why haven't you tried them? Zero Res's patented alkaline water cleans better, and no one but Zero Res has it. That's right, no one. You will see, feel, and love the difference. Your carpet will feel soft and smell fresh. Zero Res works wonders on area rugs and upholstery too. Zero Resify your entire home before the holiday. Call today and get 2 rooms carpet cleaned and sanitized for just $99, and get a 10-foot hall for free if you donate a can of food to a food bank. You heard that right. Oh, and businesses get free quotes. Call 858-486-4100 before Saturday for the $99 special. That's 858-486-4100, or book online at zeroressandiego.com.
KPRZ is going to beat Black Friday by putting aside Monday, November 25th as our one-day sale on all our Christmas tuitions.
Wow! That's a low price!
That's right. All day, November 25th, sign on to KPRZ.com and you can buy a whole year's worth of tuition for that special student at a Christ-centered school for a half price.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
We'll even present you with a gift wrap gift certificate that you can place under the tree for that special child.
Santa's coming to town!
Santa here? I know him. I know him.
So this year, forget about the malls and log on to KPRZ.com on Monday, November 25th for our one-day half-price tuition sale.
If you believe in this spirit thing, the miracle will happen, and then you'll want it to happen again tomorrow. And if you like it and you want it, you'll get greedy for it. You'll want it every day of your life, and it can happen to you.
And Merry Christmas from all of us at AM 1210 KPRZ.
That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Here's today's market update with KPRZ financial editor, certified financial planner Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Good afternoon, friends. Here's today's Wall Street Report. The U.S. stock market rallied today, lifting the Dow Jones average to its first ever close above 16,000. At the finish, the Dow was up 109 points today at 16,009. The NASDAQ composite up about 47 points to close at 3969 on the high techs. And the S&P up about 14 at 1795. All three of the major indexes nicely higher on this Thursday. I want to remind you, friends, if you don't have your own retirement plans in place, that's exactly the kind of work that I do for my clients each and every day. IRAs, Roth IRAs, rollovers, most importantly, putting it all together in a retirement income plan that you'll understand. Call me for your free consultation with me at 800-727-PLAN. That is the news for the day. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your complimentary consultation with me, 800-727-PLAN. Don't forget to ask for my brand new book. It's called Retirement Rescue, 800-727-PLAN.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
You're sweet, as a honeybee, but like a honeybee sings, you're gonna love my
honeybee. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, oh, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because that's my handle. There we go. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our very good friend Eric Holloway, who, by the way, is coming in the studio the 27th. I got that confirmed the other day. Eric will be joining us. Excalibur Roofing. Now, look outside, folks. Look outside. Watch this. Watch how I do this. Weather report. It's raining. Okay, watch this. Watch. Roofs are supposed to keep out the rain. If your roof is kind of, you need to call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Talk to Excalibur Roofing. You can go to excaliburroofing.com and get a lot of information about the company from that point of view. All their estimates are free. They do new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. I'm just telling you, look outside. If you have a roof and you have one millimoment of like, I hope my roof's okay, call them. Have them check it out. Make sure it's good. Make sure it's all good. If you have any leak problems, call them. They will take care of you. They will serve you like they're doing it as unto the Lord. If you can tell me something that's better than that in a business, and you might go, well, hey, full-time ministry is. Hey, when you're serving people as though you're serving the Lord, that is full-time ministry. Didn't you know that? That's what that is. Very cool stuff, right? So we really appreciate that. Give them a hearty yay. Is that our new thing? A hearty yay. Yay! Okay. Let's see. What portion am I going to do? I'm going to teach you DDD. Why? Why not? Luke chapter 11, verse 5 through 8. I'm going to write that down, Robopo. Luke chapter 11, verse 5 through 8. Those of you that know, I'm doing my devotional diamonds of the day. Those are the small little teachings. We call them the DDDs. And when I encounter them when I'm reading, I read this one this morning and wrote this down, wrote some notes around it. I love doing that. And it's something that I think will be encouraging to you if you are a Christian and you are pursuing God. And not amongst the chosen frozen, or the frozen chosen, or whatever you want to call it. Doesn't matter. Luke chapter 11, verse 5, somebody said, do you really know people that are like that? You bet. You betcha. You know, people are thinking, oh, everybody who goes to church is a Christian. Uh-huh. Luke chapter 11, verse 5 through 8 says this. He also said to them, suppose one of you has a friend, and goes to him at midnight, and says to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. Because a friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I don't have anything to offer him. Then he will answer from inside and say, "Don't bother me. My door is already locked, and my children and I have gone to bed. I can't get up to give you anything." "I tell you," Jesus said, "even though he won't get up and give him anything because he's his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will get up and give him as much as he needs." So I want to do a small little teaching on this little portion right here. And if for those that do not understand what's going on here, Jesus is teaching them about prayer. Jesus just came back from praying, and they said, "Well, teach us to pray the way that John taught his disciples to pray." And so here's Jesus' lesson. He could have used anything he wanted to teach at this moment. He could have used any principle. He could have picked anything. He could have talked about faith, which he does in other portions. He could have talked about a worshipful attitude. He could have talked about all these different elements that we incorporate into faith. He could have been talking about praying in his name. He could have been talking about praying in any capacity. And this is the one that he chose when his disciples specifically asked him, "Hey, Jesus, hey, Jay, man, can you do us a favor? Teach us to pray the way that John has taught his disciples to pray. We want to be good prayers. How do we do it?" So Jesus gives him this story about this guy who's having a guest come over. And the guy who has the guest come over, he doesn't have provisions for the guest, but he knows one of his friends. And he's like, "Oh, man, one of my friends will have the provisions." And he goes over and he's like, "Friend, give me these loaves of bread because I don't have anything to offer the guy." And the person who's the friend's like, dude, I'm in bed. Dude, I'm in bed. What are you talking about? Why are you knocking on my door at 2 a.m? What are you doing?" And listen to what Jesus says in verse 8. He says, "Even though he won't get up and give him anything because he's his friend, yet because of persistence." Now watch this. The Greek word for persistence right here is not the typical persistence. When you think of the word persistence, you know what you think of? You think of persistence. I got to be diligent and working out. I got to work out 3 times a week, 4 times a week, 5 times a week. I got to be diligent in prayer. I got to be diligent in Bible. That's the first thing you think of when you're thinking of persistence. You're thinking, "Well, I got to be really consistent," right? Now, RoboPaul, just think about it. Is that accurate that when you hear the word persistent, you kind of get this mentality of consistency? Like, I got to be persistent. Got to keep going. Is that what you think of?
It doesn't do you any good to be persistent if you're not consistent in your persistency.
Okay, so in general, when you hear that word persist, that was not a bad answer. She'd lift your hands up. That was a good answer. But here's the thing. That's not what this word means. See, this is the problem with these sometimes. You know what the word means, the persistence word means? It means annoying persistence. Now, let me tell you the difference between persistence and annoying persistence. Persistence is a sense of consistency that you're engaged in. It's a repetitiveness. It's a continual diligence to an action. Let me explain to you what annoying persistency is. Mom, I want a corned beef sandwich. "Well, that's nice, dear, but we're not going to the deli." Mom, I want a corned beef sandwich. "We're not going to the deli." Mom, I want a corned beef sandwich. "We're not going to the deli, Dave." "Mom, it's right by Grandma and Grandpa's house. Why can't we go?" "I don't understand. I really want a corned beef sandwich." "We're not going to the deli, Dave." Mom, I know you love me. How come you're not giving me a corned beef sandwich? What's the deal?" That's annoying. Isn't that annoying? Is that like going to drive you nuts? What do you think?
I turned the volume down. I couldn't listen to it anymore. Okay,
thank you. My point is that annoying persistency is deeply different than persistency. And God is teaching his kids to pray. Listen to this. And he says, "Annoy me. Annoy me. Try and drive me crazy. Drive me nuts. Just keep coming and coming and don't stop. Keep doing it." Jesus is teaching his disciples. Listen to verse 8. "I tell you, even though he won't get up and give him anything because he's his friend, yet because of persistency, he will get up and give him as much as he needs." This whole prayer theory right here is called the don't quit and don't stop annoying God theory. Well, that's a lot to say, but don't stop annoying God. You're like, I can't annoy God. Jesus is teaching you to annoy the Lord when you pray. That's what he's teaching you. He says, be annoying. Just keep going and go. Don't quit. Don't stop. Because the only reason the guy got out of bed when he's in bed and his kids are in bed and he's got to put his robe on and put his slippers on and go down to the front door. I mean, how much fun is that, right? Now he's already irritated. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe this guy's doing this at 3 in the morning, 2 in the morning. Oh, my gosh. And it's like God is like saying, pursue me that way. Number one, he doesn't go to sleep. So you won't be waking him up. So with God, you can do this anytime. And then number two, he wants to be pursued. He loves being pursued by his kids because it's the essence of the relationship that we pursue him and he pursues us. It's all about that grace and that love that he has for us. So this is the don't quit theory. Got it? Now, when we come back, I'm going to give you part two, which is another element to the very theory of prayer. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
If you suffer from the chronic pain of osteoarthritis or neuropathy, call MedCare Specialty Clinics of Carlsbad. They're committed to reducing your pain. 760-585-9658.
Kevin Davis here. As we're heading into the holiday season, there's a lot of great things going on at Monte Vista Village, aren't there, Tracy?
There is, Kevin. I have another invitation for your listeners who've been thinking of moving to a senior living community. They can join us Saturday, November 23rd as we celebrate Thanksgiving. Guests will enjoy roast turkey with pomegranate glaze, Waldorf ham, potatoes with caramelized onions, and much more. And you don't want to miss the pumpkin cinnamon pudding cake. It'll knock your socks off.
That sounds tasty.
Our event is held from 11:30 to 1:30, and this is a great way to meet our residents and take a tour of Monte Vista Village and see what I've been bragging about all this time. Please RSVP by November 20th to 619-465-1331. Come and join us for this complimentary event and see what your life could be like at Monte Vista Village.
You need to check out Monte Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600-564.
Every day in San Diego, 10,000 men, women, and children are homeless. I'm Herb Johnson, President and CEO of the San Diego Rescue Mission. This holiday season, we are experiencing record-breaking increases in emergency services for families with young children. We encourage you to support San Diego Rescue Mission in our urgent holiday appeal to provide food, shelter, and hope to homeless men, women, and children of our community. No one should be walking the streets hungry and desperate. You can help provide a hot meal with a message of hope to every person who comes to San Diego Rescue Mission. The need is great, and the time is now. Help assure the Rescue Mission can give a meal and hope for a better tomorrow. We must have your support in order to deliver these critical services. Go to sandiegorescuemission.org and donate today. Thank you.
Did you know that the Earth was created only 6,000 years ago? Hi, my name is Tom Cantor, president of Scanabody's Laboratory and the Creation and Earth History Museum in Santee. I'd like to invite you to visit our new Age of the Earth exhibit, which provides scientific evidence that confirms the true historical count of the world. The Age of the Earth cave showcases rare minerals, scientific data with explanations demonstrating a young Earth biblical position from carbon-14, helium-argon, and other radioisotope data, all within an underground cavern, along with 10 compelling evidences for a young Earth. Come to the world's first creation museum, where scientific and historical observations make the Creator an unavoidable issue. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6, and admission is free. Call us at 619-599-1104, 619-599-1104, or visit us at creationsd.org.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Okay, there we are. Welcome back. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Quick check of traffic. It's lousy. Quick check of the weather. It's worse. There you go. That's all you need to know. So we just got done talking about being persistent, and not just persistent in prayer, but annoyingly persistent, which is a much better and much more fun term. It's much more fun to do, by the way. And so we're talking about that, and I want to take to the next three or four verses, because we just talked about Luke chapter 11, verse 5 through 8. Now we're going to look at Luke chapter 11, verse 9 through 13. We're really going just four more verses from the first couple of verses, talking about Jesus explaining about prayer and what the process is and how you deal with it. So we talked about the one principle he pulled out. He's like, man, be persistent. Be annoyingly persistent. That's what the Father wants. Then he says this in Luke chapter 11, verse 9 through 13. So I say to you, keep asking, and it will be given to you. Keep searching, and you will find. Keep knocking, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks... That's perfect present tense, just for those that don't know. For everyone who asks, receives, and he who searches, finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children? How much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? In the first segment, when Jesus is teaching his disciples to pray, he teaches them the principle behind prayer, persistency, and annoying persistency, a willingness not to give up, not to stop, but to just be annoying about it. Keep coming to the Lord. Don't stop. And I've had people say, well, Dave, I've prayed about this for 20 years. Here's my response. Then you pray another 20 years, and you don't stop praying. Don't tell me there's a time frame here. There's a time limit here. Where's that in the Bible? How about this? How about we do this? It's consistently prayer until the Lord says otherwise. Okay? That's how it is. And then Jesus goes on to define the next theory. So the first theory is the don't quit theory, because God loves to be pursued theory. This next theory is explaining who God is. You see, a lot of people come to God and they pray and they ask for things, right? Now, this is normal, right, Paul? You ever pray in your life? Have you ever prayed once? Twice?
Daily.
Okay. Sometimes people come to God and they think that God is the Grinch. And they come before the Lord and they're like, now, Lord, I know you got a lot of wealth and I know you got a lot of giving and a lot of mercy and a lot of love, but I'm just looking for a tiny morsel, Lord. And we're just thinking that God is this stingy old guy going, you can't have any of my stuff. You can't have any of my stuff. That is not who God is. God is not the Grinch. Okay? And when you're praying, by the way, if you look at this passage that Jesus talks about, listen to what he says. Everyone who asks receives, he who searches finds, anyone who knocks, the door will be open. What father among you, Jesus asks, if his son asks for a fish, will give him a snake? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? And then Jesus goes, well, you guys are kind of, you know, like not the top of the line. You're not at the top of the food chain. Even though you think you are, you're not. So he goes, well, what kind of dad would that be? So it's not just that God is not the Grinch theory. Watch this. God is not a jerk either. Stop treating God like he's a jerk. Like, oh my gosh, you're asking God for help in your situation. Your marriage is really struggling. You ask God for help and he's not going to respond to you. You're his child. Would a normal father respond? Of course. A father would love his daughter or love his son. Well, what do you think God does? I mean, God is not the Grinch, and he's not a jerk either. If you ask him for a fish, he's not going to give you a snake. If you ask him for an egg, he's not going to give you a scorpion. Even human fathers don't do that, let alone the perfect parent of all time. So this second segment not only teaches you to be persistent and to say, keep asking, keep searching, keep knocking, but it also explains who God is, who God is not. He's not a jerk. He's not the Grinch.
God cares about what you're going through. He cares about your encounters. Maybe you don't agree with everybody next to you or all that stuff. I don't even care. God cares about you because you're his child. You're a child of the Most High God. He loves you. He's passionate about you. He wants you to be well. He wants you to commune and connect to him. Stop coming to God like you got to break away a chip on a big marble block just to get a little scrape. You're a child of the Most High God. He has picked you, chosen you, loved you. He's with you. He walks with you. He's not a jerk. He's not a jerk like we are. We get jerky. I mean, that's just a fact.
Especially me.
Well, I mean, we're all like that. I mean, if anybody sits down with me after 5 minutes, they go, oh, boy. You know, it's like, hey, the bottom line is God is the perfect parent. You come to him, you ask him, you're persistent about it, you annoy him. He loves you for it and loves you in it. How cool is that? How can you go wrong in that? You can't do that. That's the thing. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're coming back, and I just want to tell you, when we come back, you're going to be pretty surprised. Mike McClanahan from Solano Beach Presbyterian Church is going to be with us with a tale for the ages and a challenge to many. We'll be right back. Through the hard times and the
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.